Holy Spirit can make us aware of His wonderful presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit manifests Himself as He purposes and wills and according to the plan of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But rest assured, as you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and as you continue to walk in Him, hallelujah, as you continue to let Him take charge of your life, hallelujah, as Lord and Savior, realizing that Jesus has done it all for us. He suffered, He bled, He died, He has given His very life. He had that position right there from with God the Father from above, from the beginning, but He chose to die for us. He chose to suffer. He chose to come into this world as a child, as a baby, and then to grow up as a child, and then a teen, and then a young adult. And at age 30, He began the ministry, hallelujah, of the Father. But He realized at 12 years old that He was here and appointed to do the will of His Father, even to the point where His mother and father had to come and find Him, you know. But praise the Lord, He was subject, you know, still to His parents at that age. But He, from that time, He began to continue to learn, study, and meditate, and just let the word of God dwell in Him richly. And because of that, He, by the time He was 30, the Holy Spirit came forth upon Him like a dove. Amen. The Spirit of God came upon Him, and there was what? The voice from heaven that said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Spirit descended upon Him in full measure because of His surrendered and perfect and holy life. Amen. And then He called His disciples, brought them forth. Hallelujah. One by one, the 12 disciples, He called them forth, and they forsook all that they had and came and followed Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't that something to know that Jesus had such a life-giving essence and power and presence from Him that He drew the lives of others unto Himself? And then, of course, that is also what? The ministry of the Holy Spirit to draw us unto the living Christ and point us to the living Christ and point us and confirm unto us that we belong to God. And the word of God here, I will start at verse 7. It says, this is 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. It says what? The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom. Of course, we talked about that. And that's through the Spirit. And to another, the word of knowledge, through the same Spirit. And then verse 9 is where I am. To another, by faith, the same Spirit. All right. Did I see that right? Let me make sure I got that right. Verse 9. Okay, that's faith by the same Spirit. And then to another, gifts of healing. That's where I am. By the same Spirit. And to another, the working of miracles. And to another, of course, we go on and we see all the gifts of the Spirit by the same Spirit. And each one of these gifts, one, as verse 11 says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. So it's amazing. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit, He is the head of and in control of all that is taking place. Gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another, working of miracles by the same Spirit. But then what? The one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. All right? So each believer has received a gift that manifest the Spirit's power. All right, the Holy Spirit's power is just amazing, church. And we just have to continue to just draw close to the Lord, draw close to Jesus, and He has promised that the Holy Spirit will come forth into each of our lives, even as Jesus has come forth in our lives, even as we have received Christ, the Holy Spirit will come forth. All right, God works in believers to benefit the entire body of Christ, not just the individual believer, all right? And so various gifts, what, are distributed to bring diversity among the unified body, So that means that we must be unified, all right? Wherever there is schisms and isms and disagreements, whatever it is, let nothing proceed following the peace of the Lord. Follow peace with every man, for no one shall see the Lord. Peace, hallelujah, is what we, even when we don't agree, choose peace. Amen, because the Holy Spirit is what? The author also of peace. He creates peace in the midst of the storm. And so it's so important for us, hallelujah, to be unified. For in being unified, in unity, there is strength. And not only strength, but there is what? The presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Where there is unity, there is the presence of the Lord. Where there is the presence of the Lord, there is liberty. Hallelujah. That means that we are not bound. We have freedom in Him. Hallelujah. We have the ability to do what God empowers us to do. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that comes against you, you will condemn. You'll be able to cast it down. You'll be able to defeat it in your life. It's so important for us to realize that the Holy Spirit gives us the power to overcome all. Hallelujah. We can overcome all through the mighty Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what? On a mighty. I want to encourage every believer today, everyone that names the name of Christ. I want to encourage you today and realize that you can't do this by yourself. You can't live for Christ without the power of the Word of God and without the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. I can't do a thing without you, Lord. And my thought, if I had a thought today, it would be, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, please have your way in my life. Have your way in my life. Have your way in me, Holy Spirit. Work in me, Lord, as you desire, as the Lord desires, as God's purpose and plan and predestined purpose is, that we be one in Him and be one so that we can love one another, so that we can support and stand together in unity. I'll give you some examples of that in a minute. But it's so important to be encouraged today and realize that because of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is on a mighty, powerful mission as our helper. He is our healer. He is our truth revealer. He is our comforter. He is our guide. He is our defender. Hallelujah. He fights for us. And even more so, he's there in the areas where we don't even ask, think, or imagine. He is there for us. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, what? The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. That's the Holy Spirit's job. He brings it back. Hallelujah. But his purpose is to reveal Jesus and the plan and the mind and the heart of God. Hallelujah. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to fulfill the will of the Father. Hallelujah. To fulfill the purpose and manifest the work that Jesus has already done. The Father will send him in my name, and he will teach you all things
and bring them to your remembrance. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's saying to us, remember now the omniscient and omnipotent and omnipresent Spirit of God lives in you. Do you realize that? Have you seen signs of it? I've seen signs of it. I didn't understand it from the beginning, but the key is that I continue to believe. I continue to trust God with everything. Oh, yes, I did. I stayed in the Word of God. You know, because we have that question sometimes that comes to our mind. How do I know that I have the Holy Spirit? And the Holy Spirit, as I'm saying, you abide in the Word, and the Word abide in you, and you can ask what you will, and the Father will grant it. The Father, most of all, will confirm and grant to us, according to Romans 8, I believe it's 16, the Spirit of the Lord bears witness with our spirit that we belong to God. Excuse me. And so, the Spirit of God, hallelujah, he personally he wants to do a personal and perfect. He wants to answer and do exactly what you need. Hallelujah. He has the personal and exact perfect answer that you and I need. Amen. Sometimes we just can't get in there. Sometimes we're not sure of just whether we're coming or going, but God has the answer by the Spirit of God and by his Word. The Spirit of God is going to bear witness to that which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. And when we need it the most, the Lord will be there. And so what? As we meditate on the living promises of the Word of God, then that Word, as it dwells richly in us, the Spirit of God will bring forth the healing that we need. It will bring forth the miracles that we need. He will bring forth the answers. Let me make sure it's clear to you now. I'm not saying it, I'm saying he. He will bring forth the truth and the deliverance that we need. Hallelujah. He will bring forth the breakthroughs that we need. The needs and situations may differ from brother and sister to brother and sister, but what? Our God knows just how to bring us and deliver us out of those troubles. He knows how to deliver us out of the trial. He knows how to be with us also in the trial and the testing. And he promised to be. Whatever it is, hallelujah, the Lord is able to do it. Can you say amen to that? He's able by the Spirit to do it. Hallelujah. We have not even experienced anything yet. The Word of God says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that God have prepared for those that love and trust him. Hallelujah. Are you trusting him today? Are you loving him today? Are you praising him? Hallelujah. I'm going to keep trusting him today. What about you? I'm going to keep praising him. I'm going to keep calling on him. Hallelujah. Call unto me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Lord, I need you the more. I need you by the power of the Holy Spirit. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Healing is what? The ability to what? Renew and restore physical, mental, and especially spiritual health. Either through what? Direct intervention or what? Through the prayer of the believing prayer of God's children. Hallelujah. The power of the believing prayer. That's how healing comes. Hallelujah. And of course, it's not limited to that because what? The Holy Spirit, he manifests the deliverance and the presence and the power and the plan of God as he wills. He knows what we need, excuse me, in the hour that we need it the most. He knows what we need, church. So miracles, again, the power what? To perform acts that transcend natural laws, such as raising the dead, or controlling nature. We don't see too much of that today, do we? But still, it's happening. I believe it's happening. The Lord, what? Jesus, what? Hebrews 13 and 8, I believe it's right. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Holy Spirit's job is to manifest the reality of Jesus Christ. Even though Jesus walked this earth, what? Over 2,000 years ago, the Spirit of God, yeah, I believe is that the purpose is to manifest healing and miracles and deliverance as it was when Jesus walked the earth. Yes, amen. Jesus is the life-giving Spirit. The life-giving Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 15:45. Jesus Christ is the life-giving Spirit. Now, let's look at what Spirit, I just want to talk about this a little bit. The Spirit in Greek is pneuma. Pneuma, all right? And the Greek word for Spirit is what? Derived from what? The verb pneo. I believe I'm saying that right. P-N-E-long-O. P-N-E long O, meaning what? To breathe or to blow. It is sometimes to refer to what? Even the wind, and sometimes even to life itself. All right? According to John 3 and 8. It can also refer to what? The life of angels, Hebrews 1, 14, even demons, Luke 4, 33, and what? Human beings. Acts 7:59. All right. Yet this world is also what? Used for the Spirit of God. This word, that's what it is. This word, there's my handwriting for y'all. This word is also used what? For the Spirit of God. All right. The Spirit, pneuma. All right. Pneo. Amen. Is the verb. Hallelujah. So the Spirit is in at work and he is action. Hallelujah. He is the action of God. He is the movement. He is the power of God going forth to and fro. Hallelujah. That is the Holy Spirit. He is the third person of the Trinity. But what? He's the one that lives inside of you and me. And if he does not live in you, I believe you'll know that too. Because he will manifest himself to the one that confesses that Jesus Christ is in their life. Hallelujah. He will manifest himself. And you may not understand it at first, but rest assured, you just wait on it, just like they did in their upper room. Hallelujah. They prayed and sought the Lord and stayed together in unity until the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, came forth. God's Spirit came forth and manifested himself. And he confirmed, hallelujah, that he was there by them speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. They spoke in tongues and other languages as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And that was the witness, hallelujah, the witness of the Spirit that he is with you. Hallelujah. He's with you, according to John 14:26. Yes, he is. Let's see here. Let me go a little further. That's what? This same Spirit, what is called the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to Philippians 1:19. And a marginal note in my study Bible indicates what? Many other manuscripts have that title. They have the same title, the Spirit of Jesus. All right? And what? Why is the Spirit of Jesus? Number one is what? Because Jesus Christ himself is on the right hand of God the Father. So he said what? The Comforter would come. If I do not go away, then the Comforter will not come. But he has come. Hallelujah. The Comforter has come. The Holy Spirit from heaven. Hallelujah. The Father's promise has been given. And this what? Title emphasizes the unity of action between Jesus and the Spirit that permeates the entire book. I think the entire book is what? The Bible, the Word of God. The unity of action between Jesus and the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Again, it shows the unity. Hallelujah. It shows the oneness of mind, the oneness of purpose the oneness of action between the two. And what? Its companion volume, the Gospel of Luke, reveals it. And what? The disciples, what? Were directed by Jesus during what? His earthly ministry. But after the resurrection and ascension, what? They were empowered and directed by the Spirit of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit was empowering them and directing them. Hallelujah. So that's amazing, isn't it? Hallelujah. That's amazing. That's amazing. The Spirit of God is at work. Hallelujah. And so Luke 4 and 18, can you read that for me real quick, Dee? Hallelujah. Just a portion, read the 18 and 19. Read that for me. And then I'll just follow you. I just want y'all to look at that. Luke 4, 18 and 19. But of course, it begins with verse, you know, from the beginning. It's amazing how this, the work of Christ is, at, you know, manifested. But of course, the Holy Spirit is right in the picture. Go ahead and read that for me.
The Spirit of the Lord, the Eternal One, is on me. Why? Because the Eternal designated me to be his representative to the poor, to preach good news to them. He sent me to tell those who are held captive that they can now be set free, and to tell the blind that they can now see. He sent me to operate those held down by oppression. In short, the Spirit is upon me to proclaim that now is the time. This is the Jubilee season of the Eternal One's grace.
Amen. So that's again revealing the power and work of Jesus and how the Holy Spirit was upon him. He returned from Jordan and what? He was full of the Holy Spirit. Full. And what? The Holy Spirit led him away from the what? The cities and towns right into the desert. And what? For 40 days, the Spirit led him. Wow. Isn't it amazing how the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us? The key, though, is that we are just paying attention, you know, and if we are what? Willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. And the good of the land isn't necessarily food in some cases. The good of the land is us having what? The ability to overcome, the ability to stand in the midst of a trying situation. And you know, we have situations that are coming in the hour ahead, church, and it's happening every day where the trouble is in our land. You know, so many different things happen. Sometimes we got one thing happening, then something else happens. All type of troubles, trials, tribulation, you know, even losses of life, you know, unexpected situations all around us, sicknesses, diseases. But the Spirit of God, hallelujah, as we continue to draw from him, we will be prepared. Hallelujah. As we walk in the Spirit, we will not what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. As we walk in the Spirit, as we lean upon the Holy Spirit, depend upon him, hallelujah, we will be strengthened day by day. When we need it the most, the Lord will be there. And this is the way it was for Jesus. Hallelujah. 40 days, the Spirit of the Lord led him from place to place in the desert. And while there, the devil tempted Jesus. Jesus was fasting, eating nothing, you know, crucifying his flesh. Sometimes we do have to crucify that flesh, you know, and on a regular basis, not just every now and then, but on a regular basis, we got to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow the very steps of Jesus. Because of that, he was fasting. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord he was only in his 30s. So he was young and strong. But that's no excuse for those who are older. We still can develop a consecration and a time of fasting and giving ourselves to prayer. Fast and pray and stay in the word. Fasting, eating the word of God. Hallelujah. Allowing the word to go in and what? Transform, as God has promised. Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, what? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is what? The good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So God knows what he's doing, and he knows what's ahead, all right? He knows what we'll face, but he wants to make sure we are prepared to overcome. Hallelujah. And this is what he did. He was preparing the Lord. And of course, the devil tried him in all these ways, trying to make him turn stones into bread and trying to, make him serve him, all the kingdoms. He wanted him to, the kingdoms of the world. He wanted to give all that and the glory to the Lord. But the Lord already had these things. And Jesus had to tell him, devil, get out my face. The Hebrew scriptures, the word of God says what? Worship and serve the eternal one, your God, and only him. And nobody else. We can't let no idols. We can't let no enemies. We can't let no nothing entice our. The flesh is supposed to be crucified anyway. That flesh is supposed to be nailed to the cross, according to Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who gave himself for me. I'm crucified. So this flesh goes through a point of just being dead. Hallelujah. And when you die to your flesh, you come alive to the Spirit. And we just need a revival in that area. We need God by the Spirit to help us and to strengthen us in these areas, to make us to come alive. We are quickened by him. We are alive in him. But we need more of the power of the Spirit. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give my life to you. I give everything. I surrender all to you, oh God. I don't want to be defeated in any way. And I don't want my brother or sister to be defeated. I want to walk in victory as Jesus did. Hallelujah. And walk in the Spirit. Talk in the Spirit. Live by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Pray in the Spirit. And what? And 14 says, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit after he had overcome everything that the devil tried to throw at him. The devil's going to try to throw stuff at us from time to time, but the key is that we resist him. Submit to God, as James says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. I said he'll flee from you. Hallelujah. And I command you, devil, I resist you now. I resist sickness. I resist disease. I resist confusion and lies and attacks. I cover myself under the blood of Jesus, and I stand in the power of the Holy Spirit. I rest in the Lord, and I wait patiently for him, and he will strengthen my heart. He'll strengthen my mind. He'll strengthen my will to do the will of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I come against him now. And for the body of Christ, I command healing. I command deliverance. I command change now. I command strength by the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. I just have to speak it right now. Hallelujah. Because the spirit of the enemy is trying to walk against God's people. But I tear down every attack. I cancel it now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, take your hand off. The blood of Jesus is against you now. Hallelujah. I command deliverance now in Jesus' name for God's people. Oh, God, touch the one that's bound up and set the captive eyes. As the word says, the Lord is upon me and he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year. This is the not only the year, but the hour that is acceptable before the Lord. This is the time that is acceptable, and that is that we turn to the Lord and and receive of him. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have to be troubled or concerned, church, because Jesus Christ, our living Savior, and what? The price and what? The precious mighty works of the Holy Spirit and power and presence in our lives. God, what? Is true to his word. And what? He is faithful to also do it, or whatever the impossible thing is, whatever the matter is that we're facing that seems impossible, that seems difficult. The Lord is able to set you free even in this hour. Hallelujah. If it's sin itself, Jesus came to destroy the sin in our lives. The Holy Spirit destroys the sin in our lives, the evil, the attack of the enemy. He destroys it now by the power of Jesus Christ, the authority of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He has overcome all for us. In the world, what? You'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Hallelujah. Just received the power of the word through the power of the Holy Spirit. God is setting captives free right now, opening blinded eyes right now, strengthening your step right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Renewing joy, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. I surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, please take control of it all. Zechariah 4:6. The angel told me to give Zerubbabel this message from the Lord. You will what? Succeed not by military might or by your own strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord who rules over all. He's also known as the Lord of hosts, church. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. The angel told me to give Zerubbabel this message from the Lord. You will succeed not by military might, nor by your own strength, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. God's spirit gives us the victory. God's spirit fights for us. Hallelujah. God's spirit brings forth the healing miracles that we need. Hallelujah. He is a present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. And he's bringing deliverance to our situation right now. Hallelujah. I was feeling just weak in my body, but I'm feeling the strength and the wave of the Spirit even right now. The Spirit of the Lord is renewing my strength. Hallelujah. As I glorify him, as I just lean on him and depend on it. He told us what? To just wait on the Lord and be what? Of good courage, and he would strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Depend on God. Hallelujah. Yes, you can call on him right now. Call on him, and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Our God is amazing, isn't he? Our God is a present help, isn't he? Hallelujah. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. You are the Son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You reveal the Son. Glory to God. Glory to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. You are with me, Lord, without a doubt. You are with me. Hallelujah. Repeat this confession if you can, or just keep it in your spirit. Hallelujah. Confession of faith. Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, you are with me, and without a doubt, you are with me. And I will search for you, and I will find you all along the way. Oh. Hallelujah. And that way is what? The journey of life. I will find you. Listen and catch hold to the words of the Lord. Approach each new day with a desire to find me, says the Lord. Before you get out of bed, I have already been working to prepare the path that will get you through this day. God has already prepared a path. He's already made a way of deliverance for us. He's already made a way of provision and blessing. Hallelujah. But we must receive it and accept it by faith. The Holy Spirit is obeying. He's carrying out the assignment of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are what? Hidden treasures strategically placed along the way. Hallelujah. You know, there's a way, there's a path, there's a way that we must walk, but there's hidden treasures, church, that are placed there on purpose. God's placed them there. He planned them. The plan of the Lord is, hallelujah, not to hurt you or to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29, 11. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of what? The treasures are trials designed what? To shake you free. The trial didn't come to hurt you and to tear you down, but it came what? To set you free. Hallelujah. To shake you up. Hallelujah. To wake you up, if that's what it takes. The trial comes to get us, you know, back on track. But it comes to shake us free from earth's shackles. What in the world are earth's shackles? Earth's shackles can keep us bound. They can keep us weighted down. They can keep us confused and you know, not walking in sure steps with the Lord. Earth shackles can hinder. Hallelujah. Some earth shackles might even stop us completely if we let it. But we can't let those earth shackles do that, can we? No. Others are what? Blessings from the Lord that reveal the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Like sunshine, flowers, birds, friendships, and surely answered prayer. Hallelujah. These blessings reveal the presence of the Lord. I have not abandoned this sin-racked and sin-shackled world. That's what the Lord is saying. I am still richly present. God is present in the midst of all of this. Hallelujah. And he's a holy God, but because of Jesus, he is manifesting the Holy Spirit to be present in this world and to bring deliverance to those who will cry out to him, to those who will turn their eyes and their face and look up unto God. I will lift what up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. He made heaven and earth. Lift up your head, church. Lift up your eyes. Lift up, just hold your head up in faith and look to God. And the Spirit of God will move in your situation. He will tear down the strongholds of the enemy. Hallelujah. The enemy may come one way, but I command and declare that he will flee seven ways. He's got to take his hands off of God's property. Take your hands off, you enemy, in the name of Jesus. Take your hand off of God's people. Take your hand off of the liberty that they have through the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is setting the captive free today in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for it. We bless you for it. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Yes, oh God. Search for the deep treasure as you go through this, the rest of this day, as you go through the week, as you go through the month, and you will what? Find me, saith God. You will find Jesus, saith the Lord. You will find the mighty Holy Spirit working in your life all the way through. Hallelujah. You will find the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We give you praise, Lord. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. There's more that I could say. But just realize that, Lord, we need you. Hallelujah. There's nothing that you can't do to set us free. Hallelujah. There's nothing. Hallelujah. That's too hard for you. Yes, have your way in my life. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Oh, we thank you for all the precious gifts. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle of healing today. We thank you for the miracles, oh God, of miracles today. The precious gifts that are yours by the same Spirit. And may you, by the Holy Spirit, begin to move and activate the more those gifts. Let them be activated in this part of your body, and then the whole body of Christ. Hallelujah. I know it's happening, Lord. Hallelujah. And may we see it. Hallelujah. Blessed are those who believe even though they have not seen. And then it shall be manifested. Hallelujah. In the hour that you need it the most, the Lord will be there. Hallelujah. He is a present help in the time of trouble, in the time of need. Hallelujah. He's preparing us for the day and the hour of Christ's return. But Lord, empower us as your witnesses. Empower us as your community. Empower us to go forth and to witness and to be a light, Lord, in this darkness. We need a glorious light, the glorious light of Jesus. Hallelujah. To empower us and to brighten us. If our lights are getting dim, brighten those lights. Let them be glorious, Lord, before you in the name of Jesus, so that we will bring others in. Oh God, draw others in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Yeah, Lord, break those shackles off, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to loose your hold now. The people of God are being set free in every way, in every captive. And then those who have not even received Jesus, we pray that they will be able to receive Christ in this hour, Lord. Jesus, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy household. Surrender all to God, and he will take you up and lift you up and just suck with you and be what you need him to be. And then he'll give you glorious experiences in him. Their great, wonderful experiences are in the Lord, in the presence of the Lord. There is blessing. Hallelujah. There's everything that you need. We thank you now. Bless us now. Strengthen us, Lord. Empower us the more. And if there's anything that I miss, God, I pray you would cause it to come forth in the hour ahead. You know what we need, Father. And so we're leaning and depending on you. We're calling on you by the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We declare it now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bones will be strengthened now. Hallelujah. Blinded eyes will be opened now. Yeah, Lord. Hearts will be bold for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you now. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. God's people said amen. Amen.